Good afternoon. This is Eric Olander in San Francisco with a package on Governor Bill Clinton's China policy if he is elected president. And the suggested lead comes to you as follows. Relations between the United States and China have changed dramatically over the past 4 years. Before the military crackdown on June 4, 1989, the relationship between these two countries was considerably stronger than it is today. The next president of the United States has a challenging task of ironing out tensions over human rights, trade, and diplomatic issues. Eric Olander reports on presidential candidate Governor Bill Clinton's position on Sino-American relations. And the story comes to you in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. If Governor Clinton wins the election and assumes the office of president, he says American foreign policy with respect to China will change. Quoting from a position paper released by the Clinton-Gore campaign headquarters, the governor says, and I quote, "It is time to end the failed China policy of the Bush administration." Clinton outlined his views on American relations with China when asked by a newspaper reporter at the first of this year's presidential debates.
Governor Clinton, you've accused the president of coddling tyrants, including those in Beijing. As president, how would you exert U.S. power to influence affairs in China?
I think our relationships with China are important, and I don't think we want to isolate China. Now that voices in the Congress and throughout the country have insisted that we do something about China, look what has happened. China has finally agreed to stop sending us products made with prison labor, not because we coddled them, but because the administration was pushed into doing something about it. And recently, the Chinese have announced that they're going to lower some barriers to our products, which they ought to do since they have a $15 billion trade surplus with the United States under Mr. Bush, the second biggest surplus of all, second to Japan.
One aspect of Governor Clinton's China policy that contrasts sharply with the Bush administration's is his position on most favored nation trade status, or MFN. Governor Clinton argues in favor of placing conditions on MFN and even revoking it if the Chinese government fails to live up to American demands, specifically in the area of human rights.
So I would be firm. I would say if you want to continue most favored nations status for your government-owned industries as well as your private ones, observe human rights in the future. Open your society. Recognize the legitimacy of those kids that were carrying the Statue of Liberty. If we can stand up for our economic interests, we ought to be able to pursue the democratic interests of the people in China, and over the long run, they'll be more reliable partners.
Not everyone, though, agrees with the governor. Many sinologists say putting restrictions on MFN will only worsen relations between the U.S. and China. Lowell Dittmer is a professor of political science and an expert on China at the University of California at Berkeley. Professor Dittmer says Clinton should tread lightly because MFN is only one issue among many that are likely to strain Sino-American relations in the near future.
Everybody expects, and I think this is probably fair to say, that there will be more tension rather than less because the trade problem seems to be resolved for the time being. I mean, the Chinese at the last minute caved, basically. So I don't think that will be a problem, but certainly human rights will be a problem. I think that the Congress will pass a conditions on human rights, and he will sign them. I mean, he's already sort of indicated that in interviews and so forth and statements. So there will be conditionality for the MFN.
If Governor Clinton is elected, he will also have to face a rapidly changing relationship between mainland China and Taiwan. During this campaign, Governor Clinton has made little mention of where he feels Taiwan fits into America's foreign policy, avoiding such thorny issues as Taiwan independence, its readmission to the United Nations, and increased American arms sales to Taipei. Author and China scholar Elizabeth Perry believes that no matter what a future Clinton administration has in mind, China and Taiwan appear to be working out their problems without American interference.
The Taiwan and mainland China problems are slowly beginning to iron themselves out in a way that we could never have predicted a few years ago, that there would be the level of personal or economic, cultural, and indeed political relations between Taiwan and mainland China. I think that, of course, there are backs and forths in that. The latest airplane sales deal creates a wrinkle in it. But essentially, it seems to me that that is a relationship that Taiwan and the mainland will be working out themselves with a minimum amount of American involvement.
There is no question the Chinese government is a bit nervous over a Clinton victory. Both the governor and his running mate, Senator Al Gore, have labeled the Chinese leadership as a group of tyrants and dictators. The pair have also said they plan to get tough over human rights and trade issues, not only with China, but other countries as well, most notably Iraq. Another concern for Beijing is Clinton's support of Radio Free Asia, a broadcast station that would beam uncensored news reports to China's 1.1 billion people. But this isn't the first time the Chinese government has sweated through an American election year. Go back to 1980 when then-candidate Ronald Reagan harshly criticized Beijing and even threatened to resume relations with Taiwan. Most analysts don't expect a major fallout of this nature between the U.S. and China if Clinton is sitting in the White House next January, but they do say a challenging period in Sino-American relations lies ahead. Reporting from San Francisco, I'm Eric Olander.